Welcome back to Bearheart. Hope you enjoyed that quick commercial break. Now let's continue with the show.
But I always wondered, if I'm in a foxhole, am I going to concentrate on protecting her or doing my job?
But your natural instinct is, if you're a man born in the era that I was born in or before, I believe, right? Because I'm younger than both of you gentlemen, but yeah. I can't speak for anybody forward of me, but that's our concern. Yeah. I mean, yes. We are. That's right. How we were raised.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly right. We were raised to protect, to open the door, yeah. to be yeah. polite. You know,
if you're walking a woman down the street, you're on the street side. She's
that's
on the
that's
inside.
That's exactly right.
You know? Yeah. And people don't understand that. You know, it's just
no disrespect. It was total respect.
Yeah.
And that's how I look at it.
But I tell you what, I was in for 7 years, and in my time I met dozens of them, but there were three or four that were good as men.
Yeah.
And the rest of them, I wonder whether I would want to protect them or do my job, you know?
It's hard, right? It's even for, you know, and to me it was like, for the few that I worked with directly, that whether they were attractive or unattractive, it didn't matter. It was just my natural instinct was, exactly. I thought of my mother, right? Like, what am I going to do for my mother? She's a woman like any other woman. At some point, she's going to be in the position of my mother. It's like,
that's right.
Yeah, like my old man taught me growing up, and you guys probably heard the same thing. It's not right to fight, but if anybody opens their mouth against your mother, teeth come out of his freaking mouth or an apology, right. One of the two, right? And that's it, right? It's like, you're good up until the point, but if they insult your mother, teeth or an apology come out the mouth, that's it, it's over, right? And at that point, it was okay to fight, but we learned that at that point. And so if somebody's insulting a woman, assaulting, aggressive, whatever, endangering a woman, we're going to take action against it, and that's going to be our focus.
Yeah.
You know? Whether you know that's going to be our prospective wife, girlfriend, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's just a woman in general, because that's our job as 100%. A man.
But in the 100%. Army or the Marine Corps or the Navy, you're supposed to—they're supposed to be just soldiers.
It's one team, one fight. But the mental mind construct is going to be, I'm going to protect her.
That's exactly right. Yeah. If she's your team member and you've been with her for days and weeks.
And fault me if you want, but I don't care how woke our military becomes. I would much rather serve under that mentality.
Non-woke mentality.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because people want to push for these things about equality and everything else. And men and women are not equal. We're complementary.
Amen.
We are not equal. We're complementary. There's a that my wife can't do that I can do. There's that I can't do that she does. Yeah. And it's demonstrated every day. Yeah, we cannot live our lives. We can't raise our children the way we do without the two of us together. We can't live our lives.
Exactly right.
And she keeps me in check. Yeah. I'll be honest,
the
right?
The woman and the man complement each other.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that.
That's right. Compliment.
She keeps me in check. We are not equal. We are complementary.
He's made to be the defender and the strong part. She's made to be the nurturer and the soft part.
No, make no bones about it. She can defend herself.
Yeah.
The Latin blood in her. But she can defend herself on those things. But why should I allow her to vent herself, right? Because
if I can do it,
that's my job. I'm going to do it.
Exactly right.
Yeah, but then there is inequalities, but it's not inequalities. It's differences, and it's complementary differences that bring us together.
Yep.
All right. You don't ever.
Let's change the subject because we've got to keep this thing up to date.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, okay.
We've had a huge hurricane. Came through our America, through the Gulf Coast.
Southeastern landscape.
Yep.
Yeah.
Came in through Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, and...
Even what we got here. What we got here, we weren't really prepared for.
No, I had no idea it was going to be 75 miles.
There was so much call for concern in the actual hurricane that came direct into us versus this one that had to come up 300 miles up inland and hit us.
This order was it Danielle that just came in, and we didn't get near the power outage or anything that Helene did.
Yeah.
Now Helene knocked us out for 10 hours.
Oh, you for 10 hours? That must be nice.
Well, I'm just saying.
He lives on the main street.
Oh, yeah. I'm only 600 yards from I-17. Yeah, but I'm still out for 4 days.
You know, that's right. But I'm telling you.
You didn't realize you live in a Democratic area?
Yeah, I saw that sign, support Biden and Harris. Yeah.
That's what
I was the favorite.
As it floated by.
How long are they going to limp that sign along for, right?
That sign's been run over so many times.
No, it is.
No idea.
It's been flattened out. Like I seen when they stood it back up here last time, they put Harris over Biden here recently. Oh,
the guy's cool.
Whose sign is that? I need to go talk to that guy.
There was a fire years ago that started at the road. And it burned all the way to the back. And the fire department went back behind his house. It was a bunch of pot growing.
I love him. I'll tell you what. Where I was going was our hearts and our prayers
need absolutely
be out for the people that are still without power, that are still unclaimed.
For anybody thinking that they've had a shitty week. Sorry. Anybody that thinks they've had a bad week here recently.
Let's look at
Western North Carolina and Western South Carolina. And honestly, it's like when I saw that track, and, you know, my son is at school up there, and he's like, oh, I slept through it, right? They slept through it. He had no problem there at the school. But those other outlying regions north of him, when it just stacks up against those mountains, it slows down, and it dumps that rain. We had, at my house, honestly, we had 3.5 inches of rain, right? I can kind of gauge it, right? So it's between 2-3.5 inches of rain, right? Whatever. We're not far apart. But when you see, and I, growing up in the mountains of California, when the storms would come through the valley, they move quick, they hit the mountains, they slow down. So you always know when they hit the mountains, it's going to dump more rain as if it's still alive. But nobody knew what was coming.
No.
They had no clue. I don't think anybody accurately reported and prepared people. No. You can't prepare really for that level, but nobody told me here's what's about to hit. Yeah. Whole store is about to disappear down this river.
Has the storm ever gone 1,000 miles into the continental United States and destroyed things?
Right.
Never.
They went up 1,000 miles off the coast.
Global warming.
I would expect that from a Navy guy there, Vernon.
That's so funny.
That's such a scalable argument, right? Oh, that's such a scalable argument.
If you guys didn't hear the humor in that.
No, it was there. It was thick.
The Earth has been warming since the Ice Age, people. Well, why are we claiming that there's global warming? But there's been global warming since the Ice Age.
At least since they turned DARPA on, okay?
But that's what I say. It's like it's scalable, right? Depending on the time frame when you say, hey, we're looking at global warming. It's all based on a time scale. Because you can pick the data on the calendar where it plays into your benefit. Exactly. But if you roll all the way back through history to recorded history or hypothesized history, like, and this is weren't we controlling anything.
Gosh darn.
But they're going to do the math on it. So if they figure it back, it's like, it's balanced. It's reasonable.
It is.
But if I can hit this date right here and go, oh, too many cows. We should stop killing. Guys, we should stop
growing. I hate to tell you this, but there is global warming going on. It's been going on for 5,000 years?
Absolutely. But like you had, and I wish I would have saved this one, Elon Musk.
If not, we wouldn't be here in the, what is it, mammoth elephants, what are they called? Muscadines or whatever?
Yeah. No, muscadine is wine.
hello, fact check, what's the elephant called?
But you look at the...
What's the what?
Big woolly
mammoth. Woolly mammoth.
Woolly mammoth. They'd still be here if we had...
Wasn't for global warming. They died off before.
Thank God.
They died off before us, right? But like you even had Elon... Like I seen a video the other day with like Elon Musk, and he was talking to... There's a guy, Elon Musk. Oh, because he's...
I don't like his cars, but...
Yeah, that thing is ugly.
New car is... Ugly.
Yeah.
Excuse me, French.
But he's got some vested interest in what's going on in the world, right?
Between
his rockets and cars and everything else. Okay.
He's the richest man in the world.
He's soon to be a trillionaire. But who saved the guys?
Ukrainian whiskey.
Hey, I'll support them. I've got friends out there fighting.
Made out of dead Russian blood.
There you go. Give it a shot. You won't like it. But I'll tell you, so there's Elon Musk.
Holy shit.
And I don't know when this thing was recorded, but, you know, he was being interviewed, and they were talking about the lack of resources. Yeah. It's like, here's a guy that's invested in the environment. Yep. He really is. But if you look at the grand scheme of what he's doing, he's like,
he's put more money into it than
we're not at risk.
No.
He's like, no. Everybody's worried about in their lifetime, in their kids' life, in their grand. We're not at risk. You know, if this guy is invested at the level he is,
about another 2,000 years.
You can't touch it, but it's simple things like if you can tap into the other natural resources, which they know how to, they haven't chosen to. I read an article in a National Geographic magazine.
Tell me all about it.
Years ago. No years, kidding. There I was. Ago. There I was.
He was sitting a young whippersnapper.
Whippersnapper is an understatement. But I was sitting waiting in my turn at the VA hospital for an appointment I had. I don't forget what it was for.
He's been going to the VA hospital.
Not the VA. Years. I'm sorry. The Naval Hospital.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
They were checking my belly button. No, I'm kidding. Not that young. I couldn't get it to go down. But so I read an article at that point. This is, again, decades ago.
It's not going to be arable. I'm sorry.
You're going to have a lot of editing. So I'm reading an article. It's like on some natural gases, right, that we can use to run vehicles and homes and everything else. But the problem was in transporting from point A to point B. So you cracked
it.
You crack the nut on that thing, then you're golden, which it wasn't that hard to do. But it was like out of this one well in this out of this one well up in Alaska, you could run the U.S. for another 2,000 years kind of deal.
Get
out of one well. Yeah.
What?
The absolutely. Resources are.
I want to see that research.
Well, it was National Geographic.
Oh, okay. That was before they were woke.
When I was looking at National Geographic, I was looking.
It was before. Pictures. It was before. It wasn't the Africa model. It wasn't the articles from Africa with the naked ones and stuff like that. It was like the legitimate ones. Yeah. Matter of fact, I would think we were just gotten married at that time. It was our first time back there.
So you were allowed to look.
She's out here looking at me and judgmental.
Oh, this show is gone.
But legitimately, like, there's other, we can get there, right? I think we can get there with, you know, battery-operated vehicles, other things. But we're not there yet. We're trying to jump the gun on those things. But we can run them off of propane. You've smelt vehicles going down the road that are running off of old oil, right?
Yep.
From kitchen oil. First place I seen them was in Dominican Republic. I was down there, and I'm smelling. Do I smell popcorn? Right? It's that truck, right? It smelled like popcorn going down the road.
French fries.
Smell like popcorn. Like they're figuring out how to use these recycling. Yes, there's so many different ways to do this, but there's people stopping it.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The oil companies don't want you to do that.
But they're either stopping it for their own profit, or they're stopping because we're not ready for it yet, and they're developing their own methods of getting to. Because you have the final end product, right? Like the whole battery operated vehicles is we want electric vehicles, right? Yeah. But where's the resources coming
who
to
wants?
Make?
You may want, but no, I no, don't give
when
a
I say we, right? But this
vehicle.
Is what people are, right? Oh, I still want the muscle car, right? Yeah, that's where I'm at. But,
you know what? There is nothing like the acceleration of an electric vehicle. It will outrun any gas power.
I'm gonna throw you out the room.
It will.
No.
If they could only make them last.
Torque. That's no, right.
They banned
the electric-powered dragsters because they outrun the gas-powered dragsters.
It's the response time. It's response time from me sending the signal to point A to point B from the gas pedal to the...
Will it make it the quarter mile before it runs out?
But it won't...
Exactly.
It won't make 300 miles before it runs out.
Right.
And you got to camp out for half an hour.
Well, exactly.
But half an hour?
You got a quick charger, don't you?
Well...
But it's the shortfall that everybody's seen on these things is like, and especially here, like, we're America first, all these other things. It's like, where does the resources come to build those batteries?
Yeah.
And when those batteries are dead, where do they go?
Yeah.
Those other processes aren't set up yet.
Slow down. Where does that come from?
Oh.
They have to rape.
They're not here.
Mother Earth. Yeah. They have to strip mine the Earth in order to get enough lithium.
Yeah.
And they said there's not enough lithium in the earth to sustain
it. But they're using other materials other than lithium. I think it's like nickel and some other stuff.
But there's not enough lithium in the earth to sustain battery power. There's not.
A ton of things on the internet right now that say that the Appalachian region that was hit right now is full of lithium, and the government is going to try to grab it because of what's happened. Have y'all heard that?
No. No, there's
just another conspiracy theory. I'm not
sure. I don't know. But that's the problem, though, right, is we can't get enough factual information out of the news media today. You go back 15, 20 years, they were more accurate. It's a sales pitch on every one of them. But
hey, if our last debate was not proof in the pudding, our debate is lopsided. Is it not? I mean, if we don't have a democratic media, I don't know what is.
No, something has to be done.
How are we gonna survive as a nation if our media is the way it is?
The founding fathers never envisioned the media being in support of the government. 100%.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. How do you fix it? We're in trouble, guys. Because of our media, we are in trouble.
But how do you fix it, though?
I don't know that you can, because you go back and you look at it. It's like if you roll back to late 80s. Right, roll back to the 80s. News medias were ABC, NBC, CBS, right? And then you had...
And they were reporters.
Yeah, they were taking information.
Both sides.
This is the
non-biased.
News.
Non-biased.
Right.
Non-biased. This is my opinion of the news. This is the news.
But then you go into, when did CNN get its big bang? When did it pull jump? Desert Storm, Desert Shield. Yep. They had people in theater, they had people in hotels. They had people that were behind, they were inside both sides of it, and they were able to get the information. They got their boost there. That's because they were the first reporters on the ground.
Time out. Do you know that CNN is not even half the audience of Fox?
Not anymore. That's what I'm getting to. Go ahead.
They built a whole new news media audience, right?
Yep.
Because they were legitimately the first ones on the ground.
Everybody wanted to watch CNN because they're legitimate.
And there's a book, one of the few books I read. I've got it at the house somewhere, and I haven't read many.
They were legit.
They were actually getting fed, and they tied into communications lines outside their hotel, and they were able to pull in information, and the government that they were where they were sitting at allowed them to do it because they were reporting fair information.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But then they gained that ground. They gained that ground, and for years after, CNN was the information that was the news resource for everybody. And then we went into and we started creeping into what we see today, right? Fox News came onto the scene. Everybody else came onto the scene. They had to compete with them. But how do you compete with this? And then as everything has developed over the years, it's now we've got two different sides.
Yep.
We have MSNBC, ABC, all these other guys. And then you got CNN. Fox News over here. CNN is on Fox News.
It's every ABC,
and
NBC,
nobody's telling
CBS,
the full. Nobody's telling
CNN,
the truth anymore.
CNN.
They're telling the pieces of the truth that they want to tell.
Fox on the far right. And I'm here to tell you that Fox is on the far right.
They are.
They only are sending out the information they want to hear. Mm-hmm. Dadgummit, if we don't get a news media that, whether it's Max or whatever, that's reporting in the middle, honest and fair.
Just report the news. Don't give your opinion.
There you go.
Just do the news.
Like
yes.
Bill and Charles
died today in an accident. Not Bill and Charles died today, and this is my, every,
Bill,
my
Bill,
opinion.
Bill and Charles died
not.
Because of Steve's fault, right? Yeah, you don't need that, right?
Yeah.
I need the facts, right? I need the information, but everybody's building upon these other things.
Yeah.
It's... You don't, and the problem is you don't know where to go to. Well, who to trust? Right? So it's like, I'll listen to CNN, MSNBC, Fox News,
yep,
and everything else,
yep,
and
yep.
I can listen. I can hear the BS fed through Fox News. Right, they're promoting one agenda, whether they want to or not, or because they're the group of individuals like us. Okay, we have one consolidated opinion on certain things.
Yeah.
The three of us, right? That's fine.
Yep. Yep.
Whatever,
yep.
But that doesn't mean that's everybody's opinion.
Exactly right. Oh, okay, we just had the VP, ABC.
We're still against
him. I don't care who's against it or for it. When you watched it, you definitely knew who they were for.
Those were some nasty females.
Yeah.
I don't care if they're female, male, Hispanic,
but
Puerto
Rican. You can see what side they
care.
Were on.
Oh, that was they can be transgender. I don't care. You could tell which side they were on.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that is wrong. Yeah. When you're mediating a debate, you should have 100%. Non-partiality all the way.
Yep.
But couldn't get 5 minutes into that debate and know which side they were on.
The Republican side hadn't been served that at all. But I will say this about that debate, and I didn't watch the entirety of it. I watched only about half of it.
What'd you do, falsely?
I did, honestly. Because
it was boring, but Vance kicked his butt.
I was struggling, and he did. But I'll say Walz did better than what was projected.
I know he did.
Walz did better than projected. But yep. I'll give the both of them two of this.
Halfway through, and when he got the abortions, he brightened up and just became a man.
But I will say that they were more professionally conducted than what we've seen in the past of some candidates, right?
I'll give them that.
J.D. Vance, I mean, to me, it's like he's.
You know the best debate I enjoyed watching?
Go on.
The CNN.
They did a good job.
They did.
They did.
They actually just asked a question. Yeah.
Except for the fact-checking.
No, they didn't even do much fact-checking in the CNN. It was the NBC or whatever the one that came.
Oh, I liked when Vance, when they tried to fact-check him and he pulled it back on him.
He slammed him. Yeah.
But he's dude smart, right? It's like, but he's had to, and here's that difference, right, is he's had to earn his position where he's at.
Yeah.
He's gone through every step to get there, right? Yeah. And like some people, he played that well with me card, right? Whatever, no.
He
came up and he took every advantage to him.
Woe is me.
Yeah, maybe I give him some favoritism because he was a former Marine.
Yeah.
You know, still a Marine, former Marine, whatever how you want to put it, is. But the guys, exactly,
Marine.
Always Marine.
Always
right?
That's right. Yeah.
But his mindset's in the right place, and I know there's other things. I know from listening to that man, understanding from his history in the Marine Corps, is that there's other things that he wants to do is going to benefit people, but he can't convey them as well, right? Because people won't understand it, but the results they'll get.
Yep.
How are you going to get there? Yep. They won't get.
Yep. Yep.
You know? And that man, I think, has a potential. For a long-lasting career as a leader.
100%. And I liked listening to the commentators I was listening to. And they said, Kamala Harris, why did she pick the person she picked? All right? He has no chance of being the next president.
None.
He is older than her. Right? I mean, he is right there with the current age group that everybody is blasting.
But that compounds.
But Trump picked
youthful guys. Youthful guys.
He is 40 years old.
Yeah.
He has come from nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Worked his way, earned his position.
Right. And they say he keeps giving more credit than what he is due. They said he always says he was medium income. They said he was lower. When they do a fact check on his family, he was lower than medium.
He was dirt
income.
Poor.
He was poor.
Well, they said Kamala. Kamala. I call her Kamala.
No, Kamala.
She chose him because he made her look the best possible.
Hello.
But here's the problem.
One of my
because
boys
the other one made her
oh my gosh.
But
that is awesome.
He goes out with the freaking little hands and everything. But here's the issue.
Here's Kamala. Holding her chin. What the hell is that?
Because a man's chin. That's why.
But honestly, like you can't has anybody is any report, any media, any newspaper, pick it, Facebook, Instagram, anything else, has come up with a qualified reason why she should be president or he should be vice president. A qualified, and I say qualified reason, beyond the fact of niceties, gender, race,
she's
anything
an
else.
Idiot.
Has anybody come up with it? If you watch interviews, when people say, why should she be president?
It's the least qualified candidate in the history of this country.
Absolutely. It's like there's nothing there. But People are going to support her. People are going to sacrifice the sanctity of the United States. They're going to sacrifice
because
the livelihood of so many people.
Woke.
Because they want the first female, because they want the first black person, whatever it might be. And then they got freaking, you know, what they call him, Tampon Tim, but he's got his fancy hands there too, right? Like, but then got
why?
This guy.
Because he put tampons in the male bathroom.
But here's,
wait. You're in the Navy. Why would he put tampons in the
man's bathroom? I haven't figured that out. Does he want to put up their or what? I can't figure that out.
So far off freaking kilter, right?
He's lost.
Here's a guy that says,
he also made
this is coming from
shooters.
A Navy man.
I've seen that, right? That misstatement, like, he made a lot of friends with school shooters.
I made friends with the shooters. Of the high school.
The inaccurate statements that this dude has made, the freaking, were you in T-minus square? Well, I'll see it, but he can't support that comment.
That was the only part that mediators did good on. So why did you.
But you didn't answer the question.
Oh, right?
But you didn't answer the question.
Gosh, like, that was great. He goes, well, I'm a knucklehead. Knucklehead.
But, you can't.
That's who I want for my next meeting.
But when you have the two of them clowns walking up stage and she and he are both doing the freaking the fancy hands and stuff walking up on stage, it's like, these aren't the people that we want representing our country. We want strength. We want strength up there. We want
fancy
people.
Hands.
We want people that can sit down at a poker table and go, you're not going to win this hand. I'm going to get it.
Exactly.
Right? You don't know what cards are holding, but they're going to get it.
That's all for today's episode of The Bearheart Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay tuned for more awesome content coming your way soon here on WVFF 97.7 FM, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.